boy, 7 days in a row, boy, y'all just ain't had enough, eh? Hey, keep coming back for more. Hey, amen. I tell you, I just feel good, Lord, today. I feel like the Spirit's been moving. It don't have to always be a shouting service. The Spirit's been here.
That's right.
I tell you, the song's been sung. I tell you, sister, you touched my heart. Amen. The whole time you were singing, I pictured your mom right beside you, just a wailing ago. But you know, amen, her singing days have just begun today.
Right.
Amen. The day she left this walk of life, their singing just got started. Right. Amen. Church today, I don't know where you are with the Lord. I don't know. I always say that because I don't. You know, that's between you and the Lord today. But God has made a plan for you to be here today. God has gave you another opportunity to be here. Amen. To get your life right with the Lord. How many more chances can you get? Before the Lord calls you out of here. I'm going to read this. Look, this ain't the message. I'm going to read the scripture because I promised a young man to come with me today that I would read this. I tell you what blessed my heart about this, about the little guy. His name's Trevor. He's my nephew. He's been coming to church with us here lately, and he was in the back of the vehicle going home from revival the other night, or coming to. I don't remember which one it was, but he said, Caleb and April, I want to read you something. He opened up the Bible and read the scripture right here. It's actually pretty good scripture. Amen. Every bit of it. The Bible's good. But, you know, the scripture talks about having your mind stay on God. Amen. I believe that's where we need to have our mind set on today. We come to the house of the Lord, and we need to have our minds where it needs to be, not on out in the world, not what we're going to do after church, not what we're going to do later on this week, not what we're going to do at work, but what we got for this moment right now. Amen. We need to have our minds focused on the Lord. I'm just going to read the first 10 verses, and we're going to leave it at that. But the first 10 verses speaks volumes about this chapter. Isaiah chapter 26, if y'all want to follow along, you can. Isaiah chapter 26 says, "In that day shall this song be sung in the land of Judea, with we have a strong city, salvation with God, a point for walls and bulwarks. Open ye the gates that the righteous nation, which keepeth the truth, may enter in. That will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee." I love that right there. "Because he trusteth in thee, trust ye in the Lord forever. For the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength." Amen. "For he bringeth down that dwell on the high. The lofty city he layeth it low. He layeth it low even to the ground. He bringeth it even to the dust. The foot shall tread it down, even the feet of the poor, and the steps or the knee of the needy. The way of the just is uprighteous. Thou most upright dost weigh the path of the just. Yea, in the way of thy judgments, O Lord, have he waited for thee. The desire of her soul is to thy name, and to the remembrance of thee. With my soul have I desired thee in the night. Yea, with my spirit within me will I seek thee early. For when the judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. Let favor be showed to the wicked, yet he will not learn righteousness. In the land of unrighteousness will he deal unjustly, and will not behold the majesty of the Lord." I tell you, I love that part right there. Verse 3 says, "Thou will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusts in thee." Ain't that good? Amen. It will give you perfect peace if you trust the Lord and your mind is stayed on the Lord. Amen. Church, we've talked about this week. We can't find peace nowhere else, church. Let me tell you something. There is no way you can do whatever. You can read the book, the best book that's got the best-selling author by the best doctor and psychiatrist in the world to try to find how they got their peace and how they become rich and everything else, and you can try to even become a millionaire, but you won't find peace in that money, amen? You won't find peace in that bank account. Most importantly, you won't find peace in the devil, amen? You won't find peace in the world. But there's one place you will find peace, and that's through the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Church, I tell you, I don't know what you're going through today. I don't know what's going on at your home, your jobs, whatever, within your heart. Amen. God knows a man that does. Amen. He knows you. He knows you inside and out. Whether you're saved or lost, he knows you. But most importantly, church, he loves you today. Amen. And he wants to see you do good. He wants to see you live right. Amen. But he ain't going to make it. Amen. He's not going to force something on you. But I just want you to, that little scripture, take that home with you. Think about it. But the message is going to be coming from the book of Proverbs today. Chapter 6, verse 6. And you're going to kind of like this because I'm actually a pest control. That's what I do for a living. And when I read this scripture here, I was like, "Boy, Lord, that's some good reading and everything." It really did hit. Until I started realizing what I was reading about, I said, boy, I can talk about my job doing this right here. And the title of the scripture it has a little headline up there. It says, consider the ways of the ant. Amen? You know, the ants, I deal with them a lot each day on my job, Brother Jerry. You know, I deal with millions of them, hundreds of them. I tell you, it gets annoying sometimes. But you know, one thing I noticed about them, and we'll read it here in a second. They always stay busy doing something. Unless I come and get rid of them, they always stay busy doing something. They're always working, always looking to do something for the whole family to take care of them. Amen?
Yeah.
Church, you know, when I read this, I think about us Christians today. We need to stay busy for the Lord. Amen? Always work and do something. Because the rest of the family, the rest of the church can't make it without you. Amen? You can say whatever you want. A lot of people say, Brother Kevin, I'm the center of that church. Let that church help me. Well, that church don't exist. It takes everybody to make a church. Amen? I tell you, there's a lot of things in this world that can keep us out and keep us away from the church. But just know today, members of Fredonia today, just know without you, it's hard for a church to operate. The Bible says, I think the New Testament, I believe it's Corinthians, it talks about the body of Christ. One can't operate without the arm. The body can't operate without the leg. It's hard to do. It needs all members to move. Amen? Church, I want you to follow me. Chapter 6, the book of Proverbs, verse 6. And the Bible says, go to the ant, thou sluggard. Consider her ways and be wise. Which having no guide, overseer, ruler, provided her meat in the summer, and gathered her food in the harvest. How long wilt thou sleep, O sluggard? Wilt thou arise out of thy sleep? Yet a little sleep and a little slumber, a little fold of the hands to sleep. So shall thy poverty come as one that traveleth, and thy want as an armed man. Boy, church, I'm going to stop right there. I just want you to know that as Christians say, myself, you know, I like to stay busy personally in the Lord. Amen. The Lord called me into the ministry. He said, Caleb, I want you to preach. So I told him, after I ran for a little while, I said, Brother Jerry, I told him, I said, if you're going to make me do this, if you're asking me to preach your word, keep me busy. I want to stay busy in your word. Amen. I want to stay busy in the church. I want to stay busy in the streets telling people about the Lord. Yeah. I didn't tell them the Lord, I'm going to do this, but you don't get me to go preach anywhere. You don't have no pastor call me. You don't have nobody call me. I'll do it when I want to. The Lord wants you to stay busy today. Amen. We had a revival, and I thank the ones that came out every night this week. You don't know how much that appreciated. That appreciation for me. We always need that support to go on each day. Church, but as for you, amen. As a congregation, as a church, God's asking you to stay busy for Him. He don't want you to come to church, feel like you've been to church, and go home and sit on your hands. Amen? He wants you to be out in the gospel field. We talked about plowing this morning, Brother Jerry. I believe we need to have our hands on the plow. Amen? And I don't mean go home and get on a tractor. I don't mean go home and work in the barn. And people say, now, Brother Kevin, you told me I need to stay busy plowing the field. The church, what I'm telling you, you need to stay busy plowing the gospel field, the spiritual field, and working, doing stuff for the Lord. Amen. I don't care if it's talking about going to work and telling your co-worker about the Lord. I don't care if it's talking about going home and telling your family about the Lord. It's something for the Lord you need to be doing today. Amen. That's the way it is, church. You can't just come do it for yourself and not worry about anybody else. We always need to stay busy for the Lord.
Amen.
Boy, them ants, I tell you what, it tears me up every time I get a call. Amen. They'll come in there, and I'll go out there, and I'll try to find them, and I'll look, and I'll find them. Well, here's where they're coming from. I hold them down. A week later, they call back, so I still see them. You know why? Because they're staying busy. They're smart. They know how to get around things, and they work together as a family, and they come together to get things done. That's just like other folks I deal with. They all work together as family because they know they need each other. Church for no one needs everybody. Amen. They just don't need Brother Jerry. They don't need Brother Eric. They just don't need Sister Mary Kathy. They need everybody. Amen. Church, without you, it's hard to move. It's hard to do anything. But we need to stay busy inside and outside of the church. Boy, that's a good preaching right there.
Amen.
Amen. Sometimes, boy, I tell you, we just get so stuck on ourselves. Amen. We read that Bible and we get stuff that's good for us. Amen. We just say, well, Caleb, I went to revival Monday through Saturday. I was there. I went to church Sunday morning, Brother Jerry. I was there. And the Bible comes Sunday night after Wednesday night. Don't get mad at me because I was there. That don't mean nothing. Amen. God wants you all the time. Amen. Church, Yeah. I bet you that we'd love you to be there. But what's wrong with going the extra mile? Amen. Yeah. What's wrong with giving the Lord a little bit extra time?
Yeah.
Amen, church. Let me tell you something. Yeah. He gave his son to die on the cross for you.
Yeah.
Amen. He went the extra mile for you.
Right,
amen. He died on the cross.
Yeah.
Arms stretched open.
Yeah.
Amen. He didn't have to do it, but he knew it had to be done.
Right.
I believe God stayed busy.
That's right.
Yeah. Amen. All the time he created the heavens and the earth.
Yeah.
It took him 7 days on a 7 day erection. He didn't say, I'm never going to do anything else again. He knew he had to stay busy.
Yeah. Right.
God has stayed busy ever since then till now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen. It's us that messed it up. Amen. But even though we messed up, every time that we were stupid in things we did, that's a rough word to say, but it's the truth, church.
Amen.
Amen. We were stupid in our sins and we didn't know any better, but God still loved us anyway.
Amen.
He knew in order to get you to where He wanted you to be, somebody had to die. Amen.
Amen.
And it wasn't a lamb. It wasn't a sheep. It was His son. Amen. Amen. The lamb laid the lamb to the slaughter. Amen. And He gave His life for you.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
And it's hard to go to church on Sundays.
Amen.
Bless Him, Lord,
brother. It's hard to go do things for the Lord because we're busy. Lord, I ain't got time for that. I don't have time for that, Lord. I don't know why you're even asking me. I got too much stuff going on my plate. I got too much stuff going on. Other things, Lord, I ain't got time for you. I'll be there when I can, and that should be good enough for you. What if that ain't good enough for the Lord? You ever thought about that?
Right, amen.
What if it's not good enough for the Lord? What if we stand before judgment? Amen. I'm not saying this is true. I don't know. I'm just talking about what if we stand before the Lord. The Lord says, well, you gave me Sunday mornings. What about this right here? What's going on? Why weren't you there? I said, I didn't have time for you, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, it's apart from me, I never knew. It's a tough words to hear.
That's right.
Huh? Amen. Amen. It's rough words to hear. Amen. If we're lost and undone. Amen. And we're not doing what we need to do for the Lord. Boy, God can take the worst sinner, Brother Jerry, and save him. Amen. Or her. Amen. And clean him up and send him out there in the streets and get the word out. Amen. And lead the lost to Christ. Let me tell you something. Lord, strike me out. I wanted to do something to pay him back.
Amen.
I ain't going to come close, Brother Jerry. I ain't going to come close to what he did for me. But I'm going to try my best to get there. Amen. If he got me, he's going to church every Sunday night, so be it. If it makes going to church on Wednesday night, so be it. If it takes going to revival, I'll do it.
That's
the least I can do for the Lord.
Amen.
It's the least I can do.
Yeah.
I can do a whole lot more than that.
Yeah.
Sometimes I question myself, Brother Eric.
Yeah.
I get up in the mornings and I go to work and I'm sitting there having one-on-one talk with the Lord. I love having one-on-one talk with the Lord. Nobody interfering.
Yeah.
Nobody in your ear about something.
Yeah.
Just you and that drive with the Lord.
Amen.
And you hear that. Amen. The Lord says, boy, Caleb, I got something for you to do.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, Lord, I'm doing it. I got a lot going on.
Yeah.
I'm doing a lot, but I got something else for you to do.
Yeah.
Amen. Some of us are afraid to step up to the challenge. Amen.
On,
some of us are afraid to take on extra detail.
Right.
Amen. I talk to guys at work. It's funny that this just came up because I was telling a lot about this. I'm training this new guy. He's a good fellow. Don't get me wrong. Great guy, great worker. But he sat there and he says, we drag the hose around the house. Amen. Yeah. And we like to spray it down real good. That's what I do. I like to do it right if I do it. Amen. I told him, I said, this is the way I do it. Well, Caleb, that just seems like a lot of work. That just seems like too much time to take up. But let me tell you something. What's wrong with going an extra mile for that person?
Yeah.
What's wrong with giving that customer a little bit extra time? Amen.
Oh,
that's what the Lord wants from you too. Yeah, it may seem rough. Yeah, it may seem tiresome. And yeah, we may get down sometimes.
Yeah.
But there's nothing wrong with giving the Lord a little bit extra. Amen.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah.
Amen. Good preaching. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'll tell you what. Hey, amen, church. Boy, one day, I can't wait to hear the Lord say, thy good and faithful servant, amen.
Amen.
The joys of men. Amen. I step through those gates. There ain't no looking back to this award.
Right.
Amen. There ain't no looking back to this old world, but it's destroyed.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, I tell you, I've seen some people who care less. We talked about this morning.
Yep.
Care less if hell exists or not, Brother Shane. Amen. They can care less if heaven exists. I don't care.
Yeah.
Boy, I'll just find out. Amen. You put it in the ground, we'll find out then.
Yeah.
I'd rather serve the Lord every day of my life.
Amen.
Yeah. And trust that there's a heaven awaiting for me than to die in my sins and find out there's a hell waiting for me on the
soul.
Hey, church, let me tell you something. Hell's for real. Amen.
Yeah.
There's nothing fake about it. He's there waiting for the lost.
Right.
Amen. With open arms. And that door will not shut. Amen. How will we leave here? Lost and undone our sins.
Yeah.
Amen. The devil's going to be one excited person.
That's right, brother. Yeah.
Well, I tell you, I remember the book of Job. Amen. I said, I don't know if it's this week or another. Amen. The devil said, you let me take everything Job's got, he'll have it. Job stayed busy, didn't he?
Yeah, right.
Amen. Paul stayed busy, didn't he? He said, you let me take everything away from Job. Let's see if he curses your name. Amen.
Yeah.
Job lost everything.
That's right.
Family, things he owned, he lost it all.
Yeah.
Right.
But he praised the Lord anyways.
Right.
Boy, we get a little headache, Brother Gary. We get a little backache, Brother Eric. Amen. We get sick, get a little tummy ache. Oh, me. Amen. I don't feel like being there. Amen. I'll stay home. And I'll put a cold rag. I'll prop my feet up in that recliner. And I'll watch the televangelist on TV. I'll call the 1-800 number and send him a check. Amen. That's good enough for me.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, let me tell you something. Amen. I believe there's a man in endured pain. He took the spirits aside. That blood came out with water. Amen, church. He died an awful death.
That's right.
You can see him pour pitiful me.
That's right.
Matter of fact, he said, Father, forgive them.
Yeah, amen.
They know not what to do.
Amen.
He could have called 10,000 angels to pull them off that cross.
Yeah.
But he stood there anyway.
That's right.
Jesus stayed busy for the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Just like them ants. Jesus stayed busy teaching and preaching the word.
Yeah.
We saw people healed. We read about people with blind eyes being opened.
Yeah.
We've seen the book about Lazarus and all the little girl being raised from the dead.
Yeah.
Well, pal, he was in a deep coma. He's asleep. It just took a little bit of time for him to wake up. He slept pretty good for 4 days.
Right.
But let me tell you something. He was dead. Amen. D-E-A-D. Dead. Amen. That's a doorknob. Amen, church. Jesus came 4 days late. Amen. But he was still on time. He had nothing to be done. He was staying busy for the Lord all the way to the time.
Yeah.
He said, Lazarus, come on out of there, buddy. Come forward.
Amen.
Amen. Jesus wants to raise you from the dead today.
Amen.
If you're lost, He wants to raise you from the dead in your sins.
Yeah.
Amen. He wants to do a resurrection today.
Yeah,
amen. I'm not talking about we're going to roll in a dead body. Watch a miracle happen. I ain't saying that. But if you are dead in your sins today, God wants to raise you.
Yeah.
Amen. The Bible says He quickened us. Amen.
Yeah.
He brought us. He brought us forth out of our sin.
Yeah.
And that old man stayed dead. The new man came. We need to get busy for the Lord today.
Amen.
We need to stay on fire for God. Amen. We don't need to slack up when we have a little hard time.
Amen.
We just about the Sunday school lesson we talked about. We're going to go through trials and tribulations. We're going to go through some tough times, Brother Mike. We're going to go see things we don't want to see.
Yeah.
But he that endures forever will obtain the promise.
Amen.
Amen, church. We talked about that Monday night, dear brother. And we will obtain the promise.
Amen.
Whoever's willing to go the extra mile. Whoever's willing to go the extra step. Whoever's willing to stay busy for the Lord.
Yeah.
Well, them ants, well, they stay busy. They outsmart me a lot.
Yeah.
Because they stay busy. They know.
Yeah.
They know what's going on. Even this old country, bed bug guy, killing guy, everything else I deal with, I get outsmarted all the time. I'm not smart. Hey, man, them ants are. Because they stay busy to make everything work. Church, we work together.
Mm-hmm.
That's church.
Yeah.
Amen. You do great things.
Yeah. Amen.
This church can do wonderful things.
Right.
But the moment we get out there and think, well, they don't need me. I'll come whenever I can.
Mm-hmm.
And they can do whatever they want.
Yeah.
That's when the church hurts.
Right.
And when you feel it, amen. I know down at Daddy's church, buddy, we sometimes when you get all 45 or 50 of them together, we have one great time, Lord. But the moment we look in that congregation, did you find out where they're at?
Yeah.
That church hurts.
Yeah. Amen. Yeah.
But people don't see that, amen. People don't realize that when they miss.
Yeah.
But we need everybody together to come together for the church to operate.
Amen.
Amen, church. There's nobody too busy, should be too busy for God.
That's right.
There's nobody in this world, amen, today. I don't care lost or saved, whatever.
Amen.
It's too busy for God. Because He wasn't too busy for you.
Amen. That's right.
And that's for real, church. We need to let that sink in for a little bit.
Amen.
How much are you giving the Lord today? Are you giving some of your time? Are you giving a day or two? Are you giving 2 hours a week? How much are you giving to the Lord? Think about that, church. It's for real. I'm telling you. I think we will answer for that. The moment we can be in church, we will answer for that.
Amen.
I'm going to ask Brother Eric to get something for me.
Amen.
We're going to leave it at that.
Amen.
Stay busy for the Lord today.
Amen.
Just like them ants. Don't be sleeping.
Yeah.
Don't be that sluggard. Amen. Always keep moving for the Lord.
Amen.
And things will happen, man, as we stand today.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So if you have a need, church, ask you to come. You know, if you just like I said, if you feel like you ain't done enough for the Lord, and you feel like you're in a spot in your life that you just feel like you're stuck. You feel like you just, you're like, well, I want to do more, Lord, but I don't know what you want me to do. Why don't you come today and get that answer, amen?
Yeah.
If you're just simply lost today and undone with the Lord, why don't you come today and make it right with the Lord? How about you get your heart right with God today? Boy, He wants to see you saved. He wants to put you to work. Hey, amen. You can do a great wonder, great work for the Lord today. But you got to want to, amen. Why don't you come today?